This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, March 31st, 2022. We'll finish Chaf Hei Amud Beis 25b, the third section, the blue text. All right, so in the middle of this discussion, whether you can carry people on chairs on Yontif, right, fascinatingly, it doesn't really come up in the discussion in terms of people pushing people with wheelchairs and as long as there's an A-rope. But this was, again, the discussion at the time. And v'samchu rabosenu, the rabbis who allowed it, al divrei achai shakya, right? They rely on the words of achai shakya, the amar who said, ana afikte l'ravuna mehini l'shili, mishili l'hini. Right? I took ravuna on one of these chair thingies from a place called Hini to a place called Shili, and then back from Shili all the way, back to Hini. Be'amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Ana afikti lamar Shmuel, right, mishimsha letula, I took, right, mar Shmuel from the Shemesh, from the sun to the tzel is the shadow, umitula, from the shadow back to the Shimsha, to the sun. And again, hasam kida amar taima, and just like we said over there, right, why was that permitted? If the masses, the public, require the presence of such a person, such a great person, so then indeed it is permitted. So Rav Nachman says to Chama Brahada, who is the messenger of Tzion, right? There used to be people go back and forth from Israel to Babel to Babylonia. And he said to him as follows. Right, ki salakta lahasam, right, when you get there, akif vizil asulama ditzur, right, lahakif is like to go around, right, so don't go straight, and go to the ladder at tzur, vizil lagabe de Rav Yaakov bar Idi, and go and find Rav Yaakov bar Idi, uboy mine, and then ask him, right, ki se ma asunbe, right, this question of the chair. Right, literally, what did you learn about it? Right, what do you say? What's the psak? Are we allowed to or not? So Ada Aza Lahasam, okay, so the Chama Bar Ada, the messenger of Zion, gets there. And unfortunately, Noach Nafshe Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, the person he was going to find, had already died. So Kisalik, right, Ashkeche Rabbi Zrika, is going, they said, I guess so, but he did find Rabbi Zrik, and he says to him, Kise ma asunbe. Right? The chair, what do you say? Right? What's the psak? So Amar Lei says back to the Shliach, Tzion, Hachi Amar Rabbi Ami, so said Rabbi Ami, Ubilvad shelo yichatef. As long as you don't yichatef. The word yichatef, the Gemara is going to ask what it means in a moment. Right, but ketefayim are shoulders. So it's as long as you don't do something with your shoulder. And the Gemara now asks, okay, what exactly in the world do you mean? Mai ubilvad shelo yechatef, right? You can carry them as long as you don't shoulder it. So Amar Rav Yosef braid the rubber. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, says, be'alunki. What is an alunki? So that's, you know, again, what I described before. That's two poles, two different people on the shoulder. That's very conspicuous. But everyone knows, everyone can see, and it kind of is not so yontiptic. Right, so you can carry them, says Rabbi Ami, as long as you don't do it that way. The Gemara says, Ini, that's not true. V'hal Rav Nachman sharala liyalta lemefek alunki. Rav Nachman allowed yalta to be carried out on such a device. There's no shiny Yalta divisa, right? Yalta was afraid. She was afraid of falling, right? If you're not really on two poles and it's not sturdy, you might fall. Somebody's terrified of falling, then it's okay, right? Now, Meimar Marzutra Mechatil Hu B'Shabsa D'Ragla, right? The Shabbos of the Regel, Meimar Marzutra, were put on people's shoulders. So there too also, Mishum B'Atusa, right? They were afraid of falling, therefore it was permitted. The pressing of the crowd, there were so many people there and so much pushing and shoving that you know, to make sure they didn't fall, they were allowed to use two poles and two people. Otherwise, one would not. Okay, new mission. Let's start the mission. We'll continue it tomorrow. Bechor shenafal libor. So if you have a firstborn animal who falls into a pit, okay, and obviously we are talking about on Yontif. What do you do with your bechor? Right, so your bechor, the firstborn animal, is given to the Kohen. It has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. But if the animal is not perfect, right, it has some kind of flaw or blemish, you obviously cannot, that is going to be unfit for a korban. Can't put it on the Mizbech if it has a mum, right, a mum is the flaw. Then, if you find a bechor with a mum, you can give it to the Kohen can eat it, or you can redeem it, give the Kohen the money, and you can shecht and eat the animal. So now, your firstborn animal falls into a pit. Now, you don't want to really leave it in the pit. It could die, it could, I don't know what. Bad things happen to animals in pits. All right, let's just assume. I've never had one, but that's a fair assumption. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yered mumche v'yira, right? A mumche, an expert in the laws of mumim, should go down and inspect the animal. Come back tomorrow, we'll see what else can be done for your animal in the pit. But this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.